Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Next weekend is a special one, The Length of the Land. It's the 48 Hours Film Competition, which sees teams of pros and wannabes compete to make the best short film in a weekend. With us now are Jared Holt and Ryan Hutchings of the Down Low Concept. You may know them, but probably not, as the producers of TV3's 7 Days, but they're also past winners and finalists in the 48 Hours Film Competition.
So, Jared, you're successful TV producers now, but you're still going to be out there with the masses on the streets for 48 hours.
Yeah, we had a bit of luck last year with 7 Days, but we love 48 hours. I think it's more than just sort of, I don't know, it doesn't really feel like work, really. I mean, you sort of think we're in that sort of industry, but it was just so much fun. And at the end of the weekend, we've got a film to show for it, and it's just, I don't know, there's nothing really like it, I don't think, in New Zealand.
So you don't get stressed, because I've seen people at the end of the 48 hours weekend and they're feeling a bit sad and a bit stressed and a bit tired.
I think we'd stop doing it if that was the case. I think that the best part about it for us is how much fun it is. I mean, we don't ever argue, we don't really sort of, I mean, I don't think there's really any point to it, apart from the fact that it just eats up so much time. The whole reason we do it is to just enjoy ourselves, really, and just to sort of get something great at the end of it. It's just this huge bonus, and then to see it on the big screen is just, well, it's just incredible, really. I mean, you don't really ever have that experience in any other medium, really, to suddenly turn around something so quickly and see it in such a huge, beautiful space.
Because this is also what you do, you know, for a living, is there the temptation afterwards to go back and maybe re-edit it, tweak it, improve it after you've handed it in, just for your own personal?
I think there's always things you kind of that you miss in that 48 hours, especially, I guess, things like getting a nice grade on it or making, you know, little bits and pieces. But yeah, it's tempting, I guess, but it's not.
You
it's
haven't
not really.
You haven't done it in the past?
Definitely not.
No.
I think we actually have done it once or twice.
Definitely not.
I think what there was a couple of years where we had, we really screwed up one year and had some audio blips for what are they called again? Those pips, whatever.
Unrendered audio files.
Yeah, and we were putting up on our website, so we got rid of those. So we've made little changes like that in the past. And I think actually even one year when we wanted to send, because we're really happy with the film, but we thought that the quality looked just a bit sort of bung, so we put a grade on something when we sent it over to someone overseas. But I think that whenever we sort of put up the stuff just on our normal website, we just leave it as is, because it's a bit disingenuous, I think, especially if other people from other years, and maybe because everyone does kind of look at the other films and around, and if it's kind of been all spruced up, I think you kind of maybe, yeah, lying.
So who chooses who else is in on the team for each year? Because by virtue of the other work you do, you've got quite a big pool of people you could ask to join, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, I guess we like to keep the crew as small as possible, just because, I mean, it's one of those things, there's such a short time frame that you're just better working with a small crew rather than a makeup truck and all that sort of stuff.
The more things you have, the more things you're sort of encumbered by, like just even with gear. We really just want like a camera. We usually have like a lapel mic or two. We don't really have a sound department. It's usually one of us guys moving around an old light that we've got at work. Like, we just really don't want too many people involved, because it just slows everything down.
What about cast?
Cast is kind of the fun thing, really. Like, I guess we kind of let all the people that we've worked with before, and we usually just have a kind of a tight crew of maybe 6 to 8 actors that we've loved working with previously, and we sort of let them know that we want to work with them again. But then it really is dictated by what genre you get and what sort of a story, I guess, you decide to tell on the Friday night. And at that point, sometimes it just dictates that maybe you might only use one or two of those people, or you might end up using all, you know, 8 of them. Like last year, we used all 8, and I think that maybe that was it was good for last year, but I think that we struggled to sort of tell a cohesive story in a short space of time with that many characters.
Who do you think won't make the cut this year?
Probably you, actually. Probably the first to go. That classic Hutchings cameo. Probably getting on the cutting room floor.
You allude to the fact that having maybe too much to try and squeeze into that time is one mistake. I mean, having, you know, reached those lofty heights of the winner's podium in the past, what advice would you give to people, and genuine advice, don't try and, you know, steer them in the wrong direction so you'll win, to people who are maybe giving it a go for the first time this year?
I reckon script, eh?
Yeah, I was thinking all the way back to 2006, the glory year.
it's been a long time ago.
It's been a while ago.
Still cling to that faded glory, eh? Yeah, we're winners once. Yeah.
But yeah, I would agree. I reckon script is the most important thing.
For us anyway. Well, like, we're not technically that savvy, but we prefer our writing, so we sort of...
Yeah, but I guess for anyone, you know, I think it's probably good advice to...
Do you have to be funny?
No, definitely not, no.
I think people maybe force that sometimes, like they get a genre and it has to be funny, and I'd probably even say that is us as well. I think it's just trying to tell an interesting story, and I think that there have always been complaints basically about the drama always gets overlooked, but I think that a really good drama will get through. I just think that in previous years there haven't been as many great dramas there, but even last year's the one that actually won the overall thing was just a very short little drama piece. I mean, it had comedic moments, but it was very light. It was more, I don't know. I think that it's a good test, really. I think that it just happens that we've got a lot of incredible comedic writers and comedic talent out there, and it's a lot easier for them to shine, I think, in a short space of time, as opposed to it's very difficult to do.
It's probably easier just to make like a dick joke in 7 minutes than it is to create some sort of emotional journey.
That's a fair call, yeah. And it's always difficult. Like in the ones in the past, it's been quite tough because when people have tried to go for emotionally overwrought scenes, people just end up laughing in the. So it's quite a brutal audience. Like no one's really that receptive to giving people their space. Sometimes people get quite angry. It's quite funny.
There have been comparisons between you and, because I mean, you know, your business has obviously taken off on the back of this, between you and, say, the cafe on Ponsonby Road that still has the best cafe in Auckland in 2003, even though it's now got a D health rating. Do you have a metaphorical D health rating in your business now? Where did the winning the 48 hours take you?
Oh, it got us into the meeting room, probably. Like we didn't have much success in the meeting room for like the first 2 or 3 years, but I think it was quite telling really that suddenly people at least I guess took it seriously and thought that you could actually write and produce something that was of a certain level of quality before we were just trying to convince them with some words on a paper. So it was really handy just to get into that room, but it was again like you've really got to start from scratch as soon as like if you are going to go into like TV production. And to actually come up with a good idea past that point of just being in the room as a...
Unless you try and rehash the same idea you had for the 48, which we definitely did not try.
I think everyone does that. I think everyone, like, when they give a successful 48-hour film, goes and pitches it as a full-length sitcom series to the networks, and we definitely did that in a number of... I think we even pitched it overseas as well. It was about a year of just pitching this one idea around everywhere, but I think we've...
Didn't take,
unfortunately.
So how does the weekend unfold? What happens on the Friday? Do you know anything in advance about genres or anything like that? How does it work?
We don't know anything. Well, one thing that we like to do is we like to sort of find a location because it's very difficult to sort of basically source anything on the Saturday or the Friday night and get permission and things, and people get quite crotchety, and I guess that we sort of... once we sort of get the genre, we just try to make it work with the location that we've sort of got, and we try to choose a location that's got a number of different sort of locations within that location so that you can really tell any sort of story. Like we've chosen a school previously, like a hotel, so you've got this, you know, the secretary's office and the pool and the laundry room, so you've got all these different sort of sets that are ready made, but it's just a...
But I guess, like, really basically, we write on a Friday night and then we'll try and shoot everything on the Saturday. Normally going quite late, maybe like sort of 4 o'clock in the morning, and then Sunday's basically all editing, normally down to the wire as well.
Trying to get done. Pick up shots on Sunday, yeah, but yeah.
Do you find that you've got, I mean, as things have got more and as you've done it more and more times, you've got more and more streamlined, and maybe things are, you're making it too easy on yourself these days?
No, it's actually got worse.
Every year it gets harder for some reason.
Yeah, first time we did it, we'd finish in plenty of time, and it was kind of, we were just having a couple of drinks, thinking, oh, this is pretty sweet. And then each year since has been more and more down to the wire, eh?
Maybe it's our own like arrogance because you keep on thinking, oh, I'll add more elements. But it's always, like, I think we're thinking that this year as well, we just want to pair everything right back to just the most. I mean, that's what 48 Hours is about. It's just a really simple, well-told story.
We just want one really good joke, I reckon.
Yeah, pretty much. But I think every year we sort of go, oh, because the second year we go, wouldn't it be awesome if we had an underwater water housing? Like we shot some stuff underwater. Mistake. I think the second year we were going for bringing a dolly into effect. That was a mistake as well, just carting this massive thing around. And then last year was the too many actors, I think. We're like, oh, yeah, we'd love to work with this person, love to work with this person. We didn't really want to say no to anyone, and they're all so great that we're like, yeah, let's bring everyone on board. We're talented enough to tell a story that can weave them all together, but we were sort of stretching it, yeah.
Oh, well, thanks very much for your time, guys, and best of luck. You know, you can only try.
Thanks very much. A pleasure coming in.
We'll give it our best.
Jared Holt and Ryan Hutchings of the Down Low Concept. He'll be going for 48 Hours Glory, although possibly not, next weekend. After the break, Smashfest.